91X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's Marty here in the 91X studio, here to drink beer with friends again. This time, some guests in the studio. OG, friend of the show, who's been our brewer in-house when we've done this, when Segura has not been available. He's always a great fill-in, and he's a great ambassador of craft brewing here in San Diego. He's the curator of beverages and food excellence at Belmont Park. Dave Adams, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Man, good to be here, Marty.
This guy you brought in, he's on the top of the mountain as far as brewers in San Diego and beyond. Anthony Chen, 17 years with Alesmith and the head brewer since 2020. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I mean, this is brew royalty here, so thank you guys for being here. You ready to drink some beer?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's beer for breakfast.
All I want to do
Dave
is
over
drink
at Belmont
beer
Park for
breakfast.
Your centennial celebration. That's 100 years of Belmont Park bringing amusement, fun, and memories over there. You guys have the 100 days of Belmont. So many events planned. You've got the big Summit Subaru car giveaway. Now, this is on display right there in the park, and people can come up, get the QR code, and try to win this car by guessing its weight. Now, I love that you had a little fun with it, because, of course, you can look up online what a Subaru Forester is weighs, but you put some things inside of it. Some trickery is going on in this. When if I look through the glass of the Subaru, what am I going to see? Is it like Santa bags? Is it like gunny sacks full of random stuff?
It's just as much lead as we could pile in
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
No, yeah, it's a variety of park related things. You know, there's some stuffed animals in there.
And okay.
Yeah, you come down and see it.
I need to
check it out.
I'm bringing the Tornado, my son, and we're going to do that as soon as possible.
Excellent.
We spend half the summer down at the beach, so we'll definitely come by and have one of these beers that we're featuring today. You, Anthony Chen, are the brewer at Alesmith, but you and Dave did a collaboration to create, and I've tasted a little bit already, just had to like peek in the bag here, pour a little bit for myself. But talk to me, Anthony, about why this is a special beer for Belmont's 100-year celebration.
Yeah, so this is, this is Belmont's 100th year. This is our 30th year anniversary, so we want to create something together that kind of spoke in terms of longevity and something new as well. So this beer is, that we decided on is a combination of a few different types of hops. So we've got the old school Centennial, more grapefruit, more pine forward, orangey. And then we have some Chinook, which is kind of like in mid-modern, used in a lot of hops still, a lot more grapefruit on that end. And then Crush, which is the newest school of hops, which is mango, lychee, and just a lot of berry. So something very bright, something citrusy, kind of gives you a little bit of nostalgia of something old, but also something new. And the malt bill itself is a blend of two base malts, just to make it very crushable.
6.2% ABV. This is extra special. It's a West Coast IPA. Dave, in the park, where can I get this? I mean, there's the standard places, but where do people congregate when they want to get this beer? Is it draft?
You can get it all over the park, which is the cool part about it. So we're doing it both on draft and in the cans. You can get it at Belmonte's, at Pizza Port, at Snack and Kraken, a variety of stands throughout the park. If you're just going there with your family to ride the roller coaster, ride Tiki Typhoon, but you can also go get it in package and in draft. At draft,
you can walk
right on the boardwalk
as well.
Yeah,
sure. That's excellent. And by the way, part of the centennial celebration, Tuesdays, lots of extra things for families on a budget. $1 giant dipper roller coaster rides, and then El Jefe has dollar tacos on Tuesdays.
Exactly.
Sweet.
Which is super cool. We're also going to do a $1 day of Belmonte's burgers, which we're really jazzed on July 10th. You can come. We're going to do 500 burgers, $1 till supplies last.
Fantastic. So, Dave, you are a beer guy. And so, again, the man curating the things behind the scenes, when you guys are planning, because you're in the meetings planning this celebration, do you raise your hand and go, "We need a beer"?
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about having a beer as part of our centennial celebration, and I thought that it was absolutely vital to have some type of collaborative beer, and couldn't pick anyone better to work with than Alesmith. Thankfully, they accepted our invitation, and we were able to work with them. But man, just the collaboration of having somebody who's been around, old school brewer for 30 years in San Diego, in my opinion, a stalwart, one one of the best in the beer community in San Diego, represents the values of craft beer so well, and, you know, a company like Belmont Park that's been around for 100 years. So having a true collaboration where we got to sit in a room and chat about the design of the beer and, you know, the malt bill and the hops and what our gravity was going to be and what the, you know, overall sort of concept around the beer was going to be and who would be enjoying it. I mean, it was such a fun process, and Ant was so great in helping us design this beer. So I'm just so thankful for that collaboration still live and that we were able to hook up with AleSmith and make this happen.
The Belmont Park Centennial IPA, it's a West Coast IPA. Anthony, I got to ask you, it'd be like Babe Ruth coming in and not asking about how to hit a home run. You have plenty of awards on the shelf over there at AleSmith. Which award are you most proud of from the many recipes that you've created over the years?
I would have to say our old ale, which we brew occasionally. Mm-hmm. That's been rebranded as Private Stock before at one point, but that one's one of our most award-winning beers, a strong ale. Very, we put that in barrels as well, but just very viscous, really rich, something you want to drink on a nice winter night.
Yeah.
So not something in contrast to the Centennial IPA.
Yeah. Now, the 394 Tony Gwynn tribute ale, that is probably your most known beer, right?
Three and four is our local favorite. This is our highest selling beer as well.
Yeah.
That one's just very crushable. Everyone really loves that one.
Excellent.
And also brought Party Tricks, which is our more up-and-coming West Coast IPA.
Okay.
This is our tribute to more of a new school West Coast IPA, more pale, a little bit more of the newer hops as well.
I've had that one over at Snapdragon Stadium for sporting events and concerts, right? That's a popular one, that Party Tricks. So name all of the recipes that you've had a finger in, which may be all of them.
Yeah, maybe a little bit in everything.
Of course.
At AleSmith, we like to pride ourselves in collaboration with brewers. So a lot of the brewers get a little input at some point. So everyone's got a hand in it.
It is a beautiful, tight-knit community. There's no rivalry. I mean, maybe, but there's no real rivalries. Everybody's celebrating, everybody putting their best effort to get beer out in the community, as Segura has told me many times. It's a brotherhood, it's a sisterhood, it's a family, right? And one of the reasons you reached out to him, Dave, you got long pedigree working with Green Flash and other great breweries here in San Diego. Both of you, cheers, salute. This is a delicious beer available throughout Belmont Park during their 100 days at Belmark and probably beyond, and get it to go. And it's at all of the restaurants and bars that Dave is curating fine craft beer for San Diego. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.